Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kraka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music. Cool. Yeah. You're so complicated. You hang over my shoulder when I read my mail. I don't appreciate it. When I talk to other guys, you think they're on my tail. I get so aggravated when I get off the phone and get the third degree. I'm really feeling frustrated. Why don't you take a pill and put a little trust in me, and you'll see. Don't freak out until you know the facts. Relax. Don't be stupid. You know I love you. Don't be ridiculous. You know I need you. Don't be absurd. You know I want you. Don't be impossible. I'm mad about you. I can't live without you. I'm crazy about stupid. You know I love you. Stop overreacting. You even get suspicious when I paint my nails. It's definitely distracting the way you dramatize every little small detail. You know the facts. Relax, Max.
Don't be stupid. You know I love you. Don't be ridiculous. You know I need you. Don't be absurd. You know I want you. Don't be impossible. Oh, no, no.
I'm mad about you. I can't live without you. I'm crazy about you.
Dollar. He said some folks don't, but that's okay. For they won't know which road to follow, because an easy street might lead you astray. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. I have lived life in the fast lane. You gotta watch your back and look both ways. But when it's said and done, the time we have is borrowed. You better make real sure you hit it the right way. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. Been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. On the dirt road.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music. And here on this amazing radio station, lots of good things coming up in this hour. For instance, coming up about halfway through today's show, I'll have a comedy break with some very funny stuff that'll put a smile on your face. In the second half of the show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will contain some songs about trains. And there's a lot of country songs about trains, especially songs about the early and romantic years of locomotives and travel by train. Stick around. You just heard Sawyer Brown and their number three hit record from late 1991 called The Dirt Road. Sawyer Brown first hit our radios in the mid-1980s, and by 1991, the Tennessee Band was a well-established and very popular country band. I want to start with a gal who blasted onto our radios in the early 1990s, Shania Twain and her number six hit from 1997, Don't Be Stupid, You Know I Love You. The Canadian singer has won 5 Grammy Awards and was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame in 2011.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Tell you what. How about a couple of hit records from the 1970s? Over on turntable number 2 is Ronnie Millsap and something he did in 1974.
This could be our last good night together. We may never pass this way again. Just let me enjoy it till it's over or forever. Please don't tell me how the story ends. See the way our shadows come together. Your fingers on my skin. Someday these may be all that we'll remember of each other. Please don't tell me how the story ends. Never's just the echo of forever. Lonesome as the love that might have been. Just let me go on loving and believing till it's over. Please don't tell me how the story ends. Please don't tell me how the story ends.
Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido.
That is the story of Amos Moses from Jerry Reed. The 1970 hit record was one of a cluster of hits the Georgia singer-songwriter would have over the years. Now, here's something I never knew. The song has been used as a line dance taught at YMCAs over the years. Really? Well, maybe you have experienced that, but I never thought of the song as material for a line dance. I'm on the set with a ballad from Ronnie Millsap from 1974. Please don't tell me how the story ends. The song landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart and won Ronnie Millsap a Grammy Award for Best Male Country Vocalist.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Bonnie was a waitress in a small cafe. Clyde Barrow was the rounder that took her away. They both robbed and killed until both of them died. So goes the legend of Bonnie and Clyde. The poems that she wrote of the life that they led. told of the lawmen left dying or dead. Some said Clyde made her life a shame, but the legend made Bonnie the head of the game. The rampage grew wilder with each passing day, the odds growing smaller with each getaway. With the end growing closer, the harder they fought. With blood on their hands, they were bound to get caught. They drove back from town on one bright summer day, when a man they befriended stepped out in the way. With no thought of dying, they pulled to the side, but death lay there waiting for Bonnie and Clyde. 2 years of running was ended that day, for robbing and killing they both had to pay. But we'll always remember how they lived and died. So goes the legend of Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Enjoying the tunes I'm cranking out here on Sweet Country Music. That's Louise Mandrella at her number 5 hit record from 1985, I Wanna Say Yes. Louise Mandrella is, of course, the sister of country music legend Barbara Mandrell, and would often appear on an NBC television show called Barbara Mandrell and the Mandrell Sisters. I opened the set with Merle Haggard and his number one hit record from 1968, The Legend of Bonnie and Clyde. Of course, there's been a lot of songs written about Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow over the years, and that was just one of them. Merle Haggard's hit record came out right after the 1967 movie Bonnie and Clyde was released. That was the one starring Warren Beatty as Clyde and Faye Dunaway as Bonnie.
Sweet country music.
WTBR. Here's one of the legends of country music on Sweet Country Music.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home. And they call it a honeycomb, and they roam the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard, whopping, well, he made a little bird. And they waited all around till the end of spring, I guess, every note that the birdies sing. And they put them all in the one sweet tone for my honeycomb, oh, honeycomb. Oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, a honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my bone. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Back home in heartbreak, USA.
The harbor's empty, my love has gone. Each cold and lonely dawn, and till the trade winds bring him home to stay, I'll live in heartbreak, USA. Don't let those geisha girls get your heart in a whirl.
Please don't let.
Some sweet call line, remember you're mine. Don't forget your sweetheart while you're away. Back home in heartbreak, USA. Sometimes I'm lonely and time stands still, and I wonder if you feel the way I always will. So darling, write me letters every day in care of heartbreak, you. Those geisha girls get your heart in a whirl.
Please don't let.
And if you meet some
a couple of legends of country music and a couple of songs from way back. That was Kitty Wells and her number one hit record from 1961, Heartbreak USA. Kitty Wells was one of the few women who were having hit records in the late 1950s and early 1960s when country music was literally dominated by male singers. Those gals had to work a lot harder to get their records played on the radio. Out with the legend set with Jimmy Rogers and his 1957 hit record, Honeycomb. The song landed at number 7 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart and was also a crossover hit on the pop charts as well. Now, you may not remember this, but Jimmy Rogers actually hosted his own variety TV show on the ABC television network in 1959.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Well, I have time for one more song before the Sweet Country Music Comedy Break Show. How about something from Reba McEntire on Sweet Country Music?
He was on his way home from Candletown. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went on to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Wolo said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red. Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. But don't trust your sword, an old backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hand. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home cause he didn't live far, you see. And he didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. Screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. The Georgia patrol was making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag him down. A big belly sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? The judge said guilty on a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile and said, supper's waiting at home. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your southern old backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw lying on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town. That's one body that'll never be found. You see, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Don't try.
is the unmistakable sound of Reba McEntire and her number 12 hit record from 1992, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. The song was a re-recording of the number one Vicki Lawrence hit from 1973 and the 1981 movie of the same name, starring Christy McNichol and Dennis Quaid, was loosely based on that song. Uh-oh, there's that music again, and that means the Sweet Country Music Comedy Break is coming up, and it will feature comedian Trey Crowder talking about some of his worst epiphanies while he was in college. Now, this guy is funny. Then on the other side of the comedy break, I'll be featuring some songs about trains, locomotives, train songs. So stick around for more fun and frolics here on this amazing radio station. I'm Larry Kratker, your host for Sweet Country Music. Tell you what, you listen to the comedy break, and I'm going to grab a cup of coffee or something. We'll be right back.
Trailer Park DNA, I meet up with it. I am. But the thing is, because I grew up middle of nowhere in Tennessee, you know, and the thing is, you don't know that about yourself when you're growing up in a place like that. Like, I had to grow up, get out, move away from there to even realize what I am, you know? Like, I had all these little mini epiphanies over the years where I would just stop and be like, I'm white trash. I did not know that. I know it seems obvious, but I had no idea. And that all started for me when I got to college, because my first serious girlfriend in college was this rich girl. Well, you know, she was rich to me. Her daddy owned a pawn shop outside of Nashville, so cha-ching. No, in reality, they were firmly middle class. But in my head, I was Leo at the bottom of the steps on the Titanic, just... And I can remember going to her parents' house for the first time and standing in their kitchen and just being like, why is all y'all's plates the same? That's weird. They're all the same color. Ain't none of them got Peyton Manning on them. What are you doing? Y'all need to spice it up.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Here we go. Here is the Sweet Country Music feature presentation featuring songs about trains, locomotives, songs about the glory and romantic days of traveling by rail. Now, right now, I'm talking over a famous railroad song called The Chattanooga Choo Choo from Floyd Kramer. Now, the two songs I'm going to play were both hit records, but one was a country hit and the other was not a country hit record, but everybody knows it. So, let's kick off the Sweet Country Music feature presentation with songs about trains and Johnny Cash talking about the Rock Island Line.
Now, this here's a story about the Rock Island Line. Well, the Rock Island Line, she runs down into New Orleans. There's a big toll gate down there, and you know if you got certain things on board when you go through the toll gate, well, you don't have to pay the man no toll. Well, a train driver, he pulled up to the toll gate, and the man hollered and asked him what all he had on board, and he said, I got livestock, I got livestock, I got cows, I got pigs, I got sheep, I got mules, I got all livestock. Well, they said, you all right, boy. You don't have to pay no toll. You can just go right on through. So he went on through the toll gate. And as he went through, he started picking up a little bit of speed. Picking up a little bit of steam. He got on through. He turned and looked back to man. He said, well, I fooled you. I fooled you. I got pig iron. I got pig iron. I got all pig iron. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Well, if you ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line. Oh, it's cloudy in the west and it looked like rain. Round the curve come a passenger train. Northbound train on the southbound track. She's all right, I'll leave it, but he won't be back. Well, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Rock Island Line, it's just a mighty good road. Well, if you ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line. Well, I may be right and I may be wrong, but you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, the engineer said before he died, there were two more drinks that he'd like to try. Conductor said, what could they be? A hot cup of coffee and a cold glass of tea. Well, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Well, if you ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name and freight yards full of old black men and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Dealing card games with the old man in the club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. You feel the wheels rumbling neath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpets made of steel. And mothers with their babes asleep are rocking to the gentle beat. And the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Nighttime on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, and we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. Passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad blues. Good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles.
when the day is done.
I don't know how many of you have ever ridden a train. I used to ride one called the Montrealer that went from Montreal, Canada, southward. That was quite a trip. That's our Sweet Country Music feature presentation with a couple of songs about trains. And, of course, that was Arlo Guthrie and something he did back in 1972, The City of New Orleans. The story about a guy riding that famous train from Chicago to New Orleans. Now, the song wasn't a country hit, but it's a real good story about riding a train. In fact, the City of New Orleans is a real Amtrak passenger train that began operating on that route back in 1947. I opened the train set with Johnny Cash, something he did back in 1970 when he was still recording for Sun Records in Memphis. The Rock Island Line is an American folk song that dates all the way back to 1929 and is based on the old Chicago, Rock Island, and Pacific Railroad. The song has been recorded by many, many other people around the world.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
When I die, I may not go. If tomorrow finds me busted flat in Dallas, well, I won't care, cause at least I'll know I'm home. When I die, I may not go to heaven, but I don't know if they let cowboys in. And if they don't, just let me go to Texas. As close as I've been.
I'm coming, well.
Texas is as close as I've been.
marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows, every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. Stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are, and there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows, every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows, every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
The green grass grows. Right in my yard. Matter of fact, I got to mow it. That's Tim McGraw and his number one hit record from 1998, Where the Green Grass Grows. Now, how many number one hit records has Tim McGraw had? Well, too many to count, but he remains one of country music's most popular performers. I'm going to set with Tanya Tucker and her number five hit record from late 1978, Texas, When I Die. The song was originally recorded by another country music singer, Ed Bruce, but it didn't do very well for him. But Tanya Tucker's version was a solid hit. Now, if you're a Dallas Cowboys football fan, you may remember the song being played after a home game touchdown from time to time.
Music. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. They're flying high over that old rainbow. I wonder why, Lord. Somewhere over the rainbow, whereby, you know there's a land old Jerry dreamed of, once in a lullaby. Someday I'll wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where kisses are melting like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. they're flying high over the rainbow. I wonder why can't I?
A little four-piece band swinging out of sight, and I'll be here if you want a party from 9 in the morning till 12 at night. 2 miles from town, cross the railroad track, turn right at the light and park in the back. You're always welcome, don't forget to drop in. Oh, good time, Charlie. Anytime you can. Well, I've heard talk about a troublemaker. I walked in one night but never came again. They still left with an undertaker. Oh, Charlie done time, 2 years in the pen. Well, the beat goes on, there's a hardwood floor, and the sound of laughter running out the door. Wall to wall women, plenty of ice cold beer. Anything you're after, you can find me here. 2 miles from town, cross the railroad track, turn right at the light, and park in the back. You're always welcome, don't forget to drop in. Oh, good time, Charlie's. Anytime you can, you're always welcome. Don't forget to drop in. Oh, good time, Charlie. Anytime you can.
What a place to go for a good time, huh? Good Time Charlie's from Del Reeves, the number 3 hit for him way back in 1968. Del Reeves had an amazing career with a long, long list of hit records. The North Carolina native even hosted his own local TV show and acted in several movies. He became a member of the Grand Ole Opry in 1966. Out on the set with a remake of that famous song from the 1939 movie Wizard of Oz, Over the Rainbow, but this time it was done by none other than Jerry Lee Lewis. His version of the song actually made it to number 10 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart in 1980.
Sweet country music.
Now, since I featured songs about trains a few minutes ago, why not finish off this edition of Sweet Country Music with a theme song to a popular TV show from the 1960s? Here's Flattin' Scruggs, Nothing But Old 45.
Come and ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
There's a little hotel called a Shady Rest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
It's run by Kate, come and be her guest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
And that's Uncle Joe, he's moving kind of slow at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
They hear the dinner bell from the Shady Rest Hotel at the junction. Folks will walk a country mile for the chicken country style at the junction. But the dishes to observe are those pretty girls who serve at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
Blow that whistle. That was the theme song to the 1963 CBS television show Petticoat Junction, and it was written and performed by Flat and Scruggs. Now, it was also a hit record for the bluegrass duo, landing at number 14 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart in 1964. Petticoat Junction itself ran from 1963 to 1970 and took place at the Shady Rest Hotel. You remember that. You can still watch reruns of the show on several streaming channels. Oh, there's that music again, which means one of two things. Either I'm up for a break or the show is over. Well, I think in this case it means the show is over. But, boy, what a show this was. Had a chance to play some really cool railroad songs. Like the Rock Island Line, done by Johnny Cash and the City of New Orleans from Arlo Guthrie. Good stuff. Hey, I'm Larry Cracker, your host for Sweet Country Music. Talk to you next time on this amazing radio station.